we had the Arctic air outbreak, snowfall along the Gulf Coast, Florida, along the East Coast as well. So a large blob of air, an air mass moving southeast and bringing frigid temperatures to much of the eastern part of the United States, along with that precipitation. Storm track has been further south from the upper Midwest, and we've seen a real lack of precipitation in January, particularly snowfall as well. But when we have those Arctic air outbreaks, that's where the polar vortex is destabilized and all that Arctic air is able to rush south. Luckily, it didn't last as long as a similar event that we had last year around this time that was ending, where we had wind chills in the negative 30 to 40 degree range.